Hello and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears and I am a spiritual advisor and mentor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from downtown Bozeman, Montana, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of January 30th, 2022. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes. So you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And this week we celebrate the Lunar New Year. And the Lunar New Year falls on the second new moon after the winter solstice, which is usually between mid-January and mid-February. And this year it falls on Monday night at 9:45 p.m. on the West Coast and 12:45 a.m., which is actually Tuesday the 1st on the East Coast. And the reason this day has such an impact on the collective energy of the world is because of the two things that impact collective energy, which is the length of time the day has been celebrated and how many people do it. So the Chinese zodiac has existed in Chinese culture and celebrated for more than 2,000 years. And the holiday is celebrated by 2 billion people around the world. So that is a lot of collective energy. The Lunar New Year is also called the Chinese New Year and the Spring Festival. And one of the 12 animals of the zodiac is celebrated for that year, and it's paired with one of the 5 elements of water, wood, fire, earth, or metal. So this is the year of the water tiger. And because of how the animals and the elements rotate, we haven't had a year of the water tiger for 60 years. The last one was in 1962. So after 12 long months of the metal ox and taking cautious steps forward, we now have completely different energy. The tiger is known as the king of beasts, and it represents great strength, fearlessness, bravery, and forcefulness. And this will be a prosperous year due to the tiger's auspicious signs, and water is said to bring prosperity and flow. So this year is the time to learn to live in the flow. This year is focused on connecting with others, taking risks, having a good time. We're going to want to meet new people and have new experiences this year. All of this year's energy is going to come in spurts, followed by periods of quiet. So the tiger, just like your average house cat, it loves to nap. And so it's no coincidence that this year is about learning to live in the flow. We need to learn to balance our energy with a lot of work, with no work, with a lot of energy output, which we're making huge progress forward this year. And that has to be balanced with taking time to rest and recharge. So the new moon is associated with this new year is in Aquarius. And it has a powerful new year, new me vibe. This is the real start of the year. And I'm especially feeling it this year. Being that it's the second new moon of the month, it's known as the Black Moon. And it's also sandwiched between Venus going direct, which happened yesterday, and Mercury going direct, which happens on Thursday. And this helps us leave the past behind and move into the future with more confidence. Now, new moons always usher in new beginnings. And this particular one is supercharged with optimism, forward moving, change the world energy, thanks to these 2 retrogrades that are finally coming to an end. So if there were changes that you wanted to make in 2021, but you just didn't get to them, you weren't able to pull it off, this moon brings a second chance. We're leaving the past behind and we're laying a new foundation for the future. We're getting a clean slate to start over. And we've been thinking about what we want for the past 6 weeks or so. We've been making a plan, or maybe some of us not making a plan. I have a couple of clients that are focusing this year on being spontaneous or going with the flow. And of course, if that's what your year is, it makes sense that you wouldn't want a plan for that. And what a spectacular year to focus on going with the flow. The new year and the new moon represent the first day of the new you. Our lives are majorly changing right now. This is big stuff. They're changing in big ways. We have new careers, new relationships, new places that we're living, new ways of being. We're being launched forward with optimism and confidence. We are doing it. It's easy to go through life just rolling with things as they happen. You know, over the last 2 years in particular, it's been kind of hard actually to make plans given how unpredictable everything has been. The universe is sending total kick in the butt vibes to you, looking toward the future with some serious goals in mind. So we want to allow this new moon in Aquarius to stretch you and show you the higher, brighter, more kick-ass version of yourself. This is big stuff. New vibes, shift in the energy. We're moving forward. It feels good. And also then February starts. It kicked off with the new moon in the Lunar New Year. And then just one day later, it's February 2nd, 2022. That is a lot of twos. This month also, we have February 20th, 2022 and February 22nd, 2022. So the number two in numerology carries the energy of duality, of partnership, of relationships, of balance. So when two is in a sequence like it is in 222 and all those two dates, the energy gets supercharged. So right now, we want to approach life with more compassion and to seek balance, to work with others, to seek partnership and look for harmony. And this is super cool because the United States has its very first Pluto return on, you guessed it, 2/22/2022. You cannot make this shit up. And this is something astrologers have been talking about for years. And we'll talk more about it as it gets closer, but just wanted to let you know that it is happening this month. So to recap, this week, we're moving forward in our new life with optimism and confidence, and it feels so goddamn good to be making progress. Total new year, new me vibes on a big level. So we want to allow the brighter, higher vibing, more kick-ass version of yourself to come forward. It's here and we are doing it. Whatever it is to you, it's fucking happening right now. Oh my God, it feels so good. So as always, thank you for listening. And to start us off with this Lunar New Year, my $50 February sale starts on Tuesday the 1st. So a 30-minute session is only 50 bucks. Usually it's 90. An hour session is only 100. Usually it's 175. And all the packages and gift certificates also reflect that price. So this is the time if you want to stock up on packages because they won't be this cheap again until the annual 50% off sale in September. So I don't know, I can support you this year with lots of positive vibes and help you get live this year in the flow and make huge progress moving forward. I want to thank you for sharing this podcast with your friends that you might think might find value in it. And happy new year. This is big stuff. We've been waiting for this and man, it already feels so good. Have a fabulous week and I will talk to you again next week.